on FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Joburg peaking at 25 degrees today. Pretoria at 27, Polokwane 24.
And we've just gotten one accident this morning. It's on the N12 Southern Bypass westbound at the Uncle Charlie's interchange.
We begin in Mpumalanga, where the police says DNA tests will reveal the identity of remains that was found in the Nkomati River. It was found by a fisherman yesterday and is believed to be that of a missing South African National Defence Force member that was swept away by floodwaters on Christmas Day. Two SANDF members were on patrol. They tried to cross a flooded bridge. Search and rescue teams are expected to continue work in the area today. Meanwhile, the police in the Sarah Botman district in the Eastern Cape launched a manhunt to find those responsible for the murder of 16-year-old Linomta Skeyi. After being reported missing on Christmas Eve, her body was found on Christmas Day behind the Department of Social Development's premises in Joza Makanda. The police urges anyone with information to report to the nearest police station. The full story is online. In other news, the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals says a recent judgment against the Boerboel breeder sends a strong message against maiming animals. The SPCA found 7 puppies with maimed tails during a search of Colleen Kutsia's property last year. She's been found guilty of contravening the Animal Protection Act.
With maiming increasing at an alarming rate in the country, the NSPCA continues to pursue cases that involve maiming of animals for cosmetic reasons. This includes being proactive by attending dog shows and issuing the necessary warnings and prosecuting those who have not complied.
That was spokesperson Denise Govender. Now, Kutsia was sentenced to a fine of 20,000 rand. If she cannot pay the amount, she'll face 10 months in prison, half of which was suspended for 5 years on the condition that she doesn't commit the offence again. Then we move abroad. China has started with the second day of live fire military drills around Taiwan, prompting the Coast Guard to send warning to the Chinese military for trespassing on their water. The two-day war games, codenamed Justice Mission 2025, is being slammed by Taipei as military intimidation. Now, China claims Taiwan as part of its sovereign territory and has refused to rule out military action to seize the island democracy. At least 10 rockets were launched seconds apart from another. And finally, as we wrap up the 2025 news year, we've identified the 9 online news stories that you were most interested in this year, and we start with a countdown at number 9. The matric results of 2024, you wanted to know where to get it and how to get the National Senior Certificate results. Just a reminder that this year's exams is expected to be published on the 13th of January 2026 at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm Aline Fischer. More news at 9, or visit jacaranfm.com for previous bulletins. Click on Jackpot.
Throw her in jail and throw away the key. Okay, not 10 months or a fine. We don't have time for that. Quick question, and you can think about it. I want you to think about this without using any AI or any Google, okay?
Okay.
It's going to be hard, but when you come back at 9, you can throw an answer my way. I've just seen an article about the combined, all the wealth. We know that America's like the richest country, right? One of the richest countries. And they have, listen to this, $160 trillion. So that's the combined wealth of everything in America, okay?
If they put everything. $160 trillion.
Yes. So what I'm asking you, and you can pop me a message on our WhatsApp line. If we had to take the entire wealth of America, okay, and distribute it evenly across every human being on planet Earth, how much money would each of us be getting? Okay, you can give me your answer in rands. How many rands do you think we would each get?
Okay, am I allowed to at least use a calculator?
No, come Imagine. On. Just eyeball it. It's like those games where they say, how many cars are inside this jar? How much money do you think each and every person on Earth would get if we divided all of America's wealth evenly? And it's a lot, let me just say, it's a lot more than you would think. It's enough for us to go, yeah, America, let's
okay.
Let's do
but
that.
$160 trillion. That is something that I never, ever, ever, ever.
Yeah, it's hard to comprehend that amount of money.
It's impossible. It's so much money.
Listen, Elon makes up a large chunk of that.
A full 1.5 of it.
1%. All that money basically sits with the 1%. But I'll give you the answer in a couple of minutes' time. Marine, I know she's going to go and use her calculator. It's fine.